the commissioner of the Ontario Hockey League, Dave Branch. How are you doing this morning, Dave? Do we have Dave?
Sorry, I had muted you.
too many Zoom conference calls, eh, Dave? Or were you expecting us to introduce you in French?
Listen, it's a good way to start the day. Let me say that. So great to be with you, fine gentlemen.
All right, and good of you to join us. You're living. Simmer said he was connecting with you yesterday. So you're living full time in Haliburton, like on a lake, kind of a deal.
Well, what I've been doing is spending as much time as I can at the cottage on a lake. It's a beautiful setting. I mean, we are all working remotely, of course, as we must, as we should, following government and health guidelines. So it's a great way to, you know, kind of help the brain and stay refreshed. And as we all challenge ourselves as we enter a new world, forever to be different, and how we best move forward and adapt and continue to be, in our case, the number one development league in the world.
You would have liked to have been, I'm very sure, in another beautiful part of Canada, in Kelowna, for the Memorial Cup. This would have been championship weekend, as we just mentioned. This is kind of what are you left with? I mean, you're at a cottage, you're at a beautiful place. You'd much rather, of course, have been somewhere else. What sort of thoughts are going through your mind right now on this, what would have been championship weekend?
Yeah, you know, it really hurt the league as well, philosophically, about having to cancel the Memorial Cup. I mean, here's a trophy that was first presented in 1919 in memory of the men and women of the Canadian Forces who paid the ultimate supreme sacrifice. And, you know, you just almost feel that you've let a lot of people down by not having the tournament 102 years in a row. But then, as the gravity of the situation set in as to what was taking place around us, around the world, this was a small price to pay when you look at the real hardships that so many people have had to endure as families, challenges with loved ones, and so forth. So I really, really appreciated the great support that our teams provided, in understanding that we must do the right thing, what's in the best interests of our players, our game. And it wasn't easy, as you can well imagine, to cancel the rest of the season, cancel playoffs, cancel Memorial Cup. But as I say, it was a small price to pay when you consider everything else that's going on in the world. And, you know, and I'm not just saying this because I happen to be on a radio station in Ottawa, but when you look at the season that the 67s had put together, it was remarkable. And when you look at the collection of players, special. Simmer, I think it's one of the better constructed junior teams that I've seen in my time, and it's a credit to James Boyd, who was acknowledged as the first recipient of the Jim Gregory General Manager of the Year Award, and of course the work of Andre Tournier and his staff, etc. I mean, from top to bottom, ownership, right on down through, I mean, the 67s have reestablished themselves truly as a very, very big part of the landscape of junior hockey in this world.
Yeah, and to that, Dave, to do it back-to-back seasons, I don't think any of us had the expectations for this year. Also, sadly, Jeff Hunt, this would have been, or is, he's departing. What has he meant in his ownership and his time with the Ontario Hockey League? Because he has certainly been great, not only for Ottawa hockey, but for the OHL itself.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I can always remember, when Howard Darwin and Earl Montagno, two gentlemen who were the longtime owners of the 67s, they came to me and they said, Dave, we've made the decision to sell. And I just want you to know that we are going to be delivering to the league a very, in our view, special young person who has a passion for the game, who has a tremendous entrepreneurial spirit, and be a credit to the league. And they said his name is Jeff Hunt. And he was so right. And Jeff has been so much to the league, so much to myself personally. I mean, he's infectious. He's got 10 ideas before you sit down on thoughts and things. And just a treat. He was part of many adjustments to the way we conducted our affairs on the ice, even, and certainly off the ice. And through it all, he had a care for the players. And that was so important, is so important to us. So, Jeff is someone we're going to really miss. But, the good thing is he's still on the sport landscape. And, who knows what's in store for Jeff as he moves through the next chapter of his life.
With OHL Commissioner Dave Branch. So, Dave, you're just completing your 40th year, believe it or not. I'm sure you know that, but for everybody that, you're synonymous with the Ontario Hockey League. Has there ever been a time in the 40 years that you've headed up the OHL where junior hockey has faced as much uncertainty as it does right now?
No, not at all. Not even close. But we can all say that, people in this great country of ours, never in our times have we faced anything like this. And so it's an opportunity to refresh, renew, as they say, and how we can best go forward. I mean, we're fortunate in the landscape of sport is the type of athletes that we deal with, young, gifted people who, if you listen to them, will have a lot of the answers for us, and they will adapt quickly to the changing world. And we're all working and challenging ourselves on that. The use of technology now will forever be a more significant part of the way we conduct our affairs. And in fact, when I get back to the office, I'm going to throw out our telex machine. I think it's time that we move forward.
that it would be. Dave, I know the NHL has talked. I know the OHL has already commented, but just to reconfirm, I guess the theory or the thought is there's no way you can start next season without fans in the stands. It's not economically feasible.
That's a process we're going through right now. I'm conducting one-on-one meetings with all our owners, and we're targeting the middle of this of the next month, June, to formulate some of the building blocks and how we will best go forward in the fashion in which we will. I don't think it's unreasonable to say that our economic model is based on fans. It's the number one by far revenue stream for our teams. Over, approximately 85% of our revenue is from the live gate. So it's going to be extremely problematic if we cannot start the season with fans, et cetera, et cetera. So we have to work through that yet, but that is one of the clear challenges that we have.
Dave, are you confident that all 20 of your franchises will return to play next year?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Everyone is committed. I mean, that is not an issue that's being contemplated at this particular time. In fact, in the overall evolution of our league, the last few years has been one of the stronger times of the OHL in terms of the health and welfare of all our teams. So it's if a pandemic like this was going to arrive, it's a funny way maybe to look at it, but it was probably a good time when you consider that our franchises have been operating well and the tremendous resources we have at ownership and management of our teams.
It looks like, Dave, by the end of the summer, we'll have a lot of sports back. At least they're talking, no fans in the stands. A big part of the Ontario Hockey League in and around Labor Day or before is getting players up, getting to billet families, getting into school. Would you see a situation where economically the OHL could pull that off? And maybe for the September, October, November, early December, just practices teams and then start the year from there?
These are some of the modelings that we're doing right now, quite frankly. And a number of scenarios are being developed and built out. The thing that we have to be very, very sensitive to is the players and their environment. And we've got to make sure there's a level of comfort there with the players and their families and how we best go forward. And even something along the line, too, of do we now really have our players largely work, do their schooling online for a number of reasons, et cetera, et cetera. So all these things are being looked at. So, and in fact, we're going to have a call this coming week with our general managers and provide an outline of a virtual training camp. And that's really designed to start to prepare for the coming season with our players now, and so that we can, you know, hit the ground running when the players report in the fall, ideally.
With the Commissioner of the Ontario Hockey League, Dave Branch, it looks like the NHL, Dave, at this point, while they're hoping to return at some point in the summer, will you and all the teams and everybody that runs the teams be looking at best practices, and not only in terms of how games are played, but just health and safety protocols around the athletes themselves, looking at the, I guess, the playbook or the guidelines that the NHL puts in and try to take the best things from that and if and when you return with junior hockey, do the same sorts of things?
Yeah, great comment. And first of all, we're looking at all the leagues that are starting up or are now starting to play, whether it's, you know, the Premier Soccer Leagues and single-A baseball, on and on and on. We've been looking at the work they're doing. In terms of the National Hockey League, as they always are, they've been extremely helpful and forthcoming on what they're doing. They provided me with a copy of their return to play guidelines, and we're building that out as well for our teams and so forth. So we're positioned actually in a pretty good spot, you might say, in terms of timing to learn from others and to see how we can take advantage of certain best practices and move forward accordingly.
This is and will be at some point a great year for the Ontario Hockey League as far as the NHL draft, Dave, but it doesn't look like it'll be in person. How disappointed is that for you? I know you've, well, I'm sure you've attended everyone since 1980, but just for the kids and the parents to celebrate a lot of these kids that you've probably known since they were 14 and 15 years old.
Yeah, you know what? There's some of the collateral, shall we say, damage is very much in play. Like I go back to when we first had to shut down the season, and the first thoughts that came to my mind was the most disappointing way in which an overage player would end his career in the OHL without proper goodbyes and acknowledgments. And, you know, I was talking to Austin Keating about this, you know, as you would know, an overage player with the Ottawa 67s. And I mean, he's very mature, but you could tell that, you know, it did, and it was bothersome. So, but as I said, you know, earlier as well, I mean, we're in a new world. We're fortunate we're dealing with young people. There will be disappointment, but I think on the other hand, all the players that are in our league came into the league by way of online internet draft. So this is not something that they're not accustomed to, if that's the way the National Hockey League goes. And who knows, they may still do it in person. I don't know. But the delay, I'm sure, is causing some angst. But it's part of the new world.
Dave, to finish up, you gave up, well, you're still the commissioner of the OHL, but gave up the presidency of the CHL last summer. Dan McKenzie took over. Was one of the regrets that you would have the fact that you can't give out the and do the French speaking portion of the Memorial Cup Championship Trophy presentation? Because I, for one, Dave, and listen, I come to this from a place of a guy who can't speak French as well. I come from a good place. I always enjoyed that part of the trophy presentation.
Well, I'm just happy you recognize that the other language I was using was French.
So, it's always, but, it's about the try, right? It's always, they appreciate the try.
Absolutely. And listen, I had a great coach in Gilles Courteau. He was the one that was always schooling me on that.
Yeah.
And it was an important part. It really was. But I think in the evolution of the OHL-CHL, it was timely to get up the first full-time president. Dan McKenzie is doing an outstanding job. He's going to be and is a great addition to our team. And, hey, we'll continue to evolve and grow for the betterment of the game.
All right, good stuff. Really appreciate an early morning visit. I know you got lots on your agenda, even as we are into the midst of an off season like we've never seen before. Really appreciate the time, and we'll look forward to chatting with you again down the road. Thanks a lot.
I certainly hope so. I really enjoyed the opportunity, and stay well.